Let's do in the holy letters of the Rebbe. This is in volume 6, and this is letter number 1591. Baruch Hashem, this is dated on the 26th days of Iyar in Tavshin Yud Beis in Brooklyn, in Sholem Uvracha. And the Rebbe says that you explain in your letter that there is certain aspect as far as practical mitzvahs that your brother will not forego them. In other words, he's not going to agree to them. He probably is writing to the Rebbe that his brother won't do it. So the Rebbe says we should hope that that's only what he's saying now. That's what he's saying now. But as time passes, and we're talking about a shidduch over here, when the girl will Mudubaris will speak to him about it, and same thing you from your side, and the other friends that he's going to ask will also help with these words. So at the end of the day, slowly but surely, step by step, he will become closer. There's also the pasuk says, "Laat laata garshano." When Hashem says about the inheriting the land of Israel, He's not going to chase out all the nations because the animals will come in. He says, "I will get them out a little bit at a time." So, Rebbe says, "Be careful. You have to be careful not to show to your brother that this is a type of a war, like we're saying." We're making the metaphor of a war, chasing him out a little bit or a little bit, or somehow that we're trying to win him, to win the battle against him, against his Yetzirah or something like that. So I hope that very soon he will be able to give me good news about this, with blessing for receiving the Torah, b'simcha u'b'pnimis.